This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so thrilled you're here. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It is my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories and wisdom. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a journey, not a destination. I am Sandy Scarlatta, America's happiness coach, author of Happiness Solved. I'm a retired U.S. national and international figure skating coach. I've been a certified life coach since 2004, and I've been inspiring others to shift their mindset and choose happiness for over 20 years. If you have any questions you would like answered on this podcast, or just in general, please email me at sandy@sandyscarlatta.com. or visit www.sandyscarlatta.com to schedule a free call. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you enjoy it. Today's guest is Donna Campbell. Donna has helped people around the world live the life they desire and deserve through her heart-centered healing approach, combining her wisdom, knowledge, and experience. Donna is known as the Mind Whisperer, mentoring and empowering heart-centered business owners and entrepreneurs create instantaneous results by stepping into their power and to gain infinite prosperity. She is a number one international best-selling author of the book Financially Fit, Living the Secrets to an Abundant and Prosperous Life. This is such a great conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. Donna, hello. How's it going today?
Good. And thank you so much for having me on here. It's a pleasure and an honor. And I am so excited.
Oh, I am so excited. It's so great to see your face again. Now, you told me you're in a hotel room. Where are you right
now? Yes, I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for some live events this week and coming up. So I had to travel in a day early to get all of my other things done.
It's exciting. So you're speaking. Obviously, yes. And what is the event?
So it is actually a private event with one of the people from the Mentor Studio that I'm a part of, a global networking community. And I'm actually speaking on stage for the Mentor Studio to have people come into our community and to participate and be a part of it. So that's
nice. Well, I'm in the DC metro area, so we're not that far apart now, but All right.
Normally I'm in Montana, so that's a bit of a drive.
That's right. You're Montana. That's right. I remember when we had our first call and we were talking about Yellowstone, weren't we? Yeah.
Yellowstone, the show, and then of course up by Glacier and all of that. So yes.
That's fun. Yeah. We just finished up the most recent Yellowstone. It was fun. Okay. So you are an international best-selling author of Financially Fit, Living the Secrets to an Abundant and Prosperous Life. Woo. Yes. Talk about that. That sounds so important how does that all tie together?
It does. My former life, I was a financial advisor and a managing principal of an investment firm. And I was responsible for over $500 million of other people's money.
Oh my gosh.
What happened during that time was it broke down my health. I couldn't digest food for 2 years. My marriage ended, which I learned was full of infidelity. And then I became a single parent raising two children. But when I took some time off and to uncover me, because that's what everything had in common, I went to go back into the financial services world and nobody was hiring because it was during the global recession. So I was left financially devastated. And I followed all of those money rules. So make a long story short, I followed my natural healing path because that's how my body recovered and repaired and learned a lot of different things. And so I started seeing how the energy of money is the outside energy force to who we are as an energy being on the inside. And after having 12 years as a natural healer in my career, I've been taking my message now more to the global stage, from the individual level. But what I talk about is the subconscious creation of money, which is what Financially Fit is all about. And it's living the secrets to an abundant and prosperous life, which is all areas of your life, not just financially. So to truly be financially fit, you have to look at all of the different aspects. You got to look at your physical health. You got to look at your relationships. You got to look at things on the energetic, spiritual side, because all of those things will attract the money and the things that we ask for into our life for us to create.
I love that. I love that. And it's interesting because I just recently had a guest on who's a financial advisor, and he talked about how putting money in with everything else in your life, like it's the four areas of your life that you just mentioned.
Yes.
And as somebody who has always had a volatile relationship with money, now, let's just say volatile is probably not a good word. I'm really good at spending it. I'm not that good at saving it, right? And it's only been since I started this podcast and I've had a few guests on that talk about our relationship with money that I realized, like, wow, like I've been on this spiritual quest and living this life for 30 years now. And it's only been the past 12 months that I realized that the financial part of it is something that I've never focused on. Just real quick, I need to confess something. I am a procrastinator. Am I happy about it? Not really. You see, I have so many amazing things going on right now, and sometimes I kind of delay getting things done. But I was recently introduced to this amazing little elixir called Magic Mind that helps me to stay focused and stay on track with everything I have going on. And that's not all it does. I'm extremely sensitive to caffeine, so I can only have a small cup of coffee and find that many days I lack the energy I need to stay productive throughout the day. Well, those days are over. I drink Magic Mind, and it gives me the boost I need to stay focused and productive all day long without any jitters or crashes. It helps me to go from being in my zone of excellence to thriving in my zone of genius. Magic Mind comes in individual small bottles, kind of like a shot, and each one contains a magical combination of 12 active ingredients to make it the world's first productivity drink. These combined ingredients will help you to keep going and stay focused, decreases stress and inflammation in the body, improves blood flow and cognition, and has immune support. Seeing how well it works for me, I really encourage you to try it out as well if you're having trouble getting into your zone of genius. It's a total game changer. So I totally recommend you go and check them out at magicmind.co/happiness and join a community of go-getters. You can also use my discount code happiness20 to get 40% off your first subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase. Now keep in mind, my 40% off code only lasts for 10 days, so check them out right away. And the link and the code will also be in the show notes.
And it goes together because money and finances are the outside energy force to who you are as an energy being. And money is truly emotional. By itself, it doesn't do anything until you apply the feeling and emotion to the money. And then that will return to you what you're feeling on a subconscious level. So if you're always in a lack energy, a less than, I'm not worthy on a deep subconscious level, you're not going to have the money that's needed because it's going to be in lack. But if you feel rich and abundant and prosperous on the subconscious level, not our conscious thought, but what we feel inside the heart, then money is going to return to you because you're rich, abundant, and prosperous. So it has a direct correlation to who you are and what you're feeling moment by moment. And people are not aware that this is happening.
No, they're not. And I was one of them. Like, I was completely clueless that there was any sort of relation between our thoughts and, you know, and I'm all about law of attraction, right? And how we attract things into our lives. But it was just, hey, we don't know what we don't know, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what do you talk about in the book? Like, what are some of your secrets that you share in the book?
Right. So what I talk first about is that, one, we've got to redefine financial fitness, because it's not this outside world view. It's really something that you have on the inside. And a lot of times people believe that happiness will come when you have physical world money. And that's not true either. So happiness is really on the inside. And the happier you are, the more it opens up your heart space. And when that opens, money can be part of that energy that comes in. So the very first part I talk about is some of the little myths that we have around money to dispel that. But awareness is really the key. So we have to understand what we're feeling in the moment to see what energy is being brought back to us. So I talk about how we go back to our subconscious events and uncover what those feelings and emotions are and how to start really reprogramming the energy underneath that to get the results that we're wanting. So some of the secrets, first, you got to recognize every time you're in a self-sabotaging thought. So a lot of times we will say, I want to be rich and abundant, or I feel rich and abundant, or I won the lottery. And the very next thought you have is, oh, wow, that person walking down the street, and you become very critical and judgmental.
Right.
So that's on the inside of you, and that criticalness and that judgmentalness just cancel your rich and abundant thought. Because the emotion around it was felt, and the universe will respond. It will always return to you what you're feeling moment by moment, not what you're thinking.
Right.
And that was one of the secrets. And to really recognize the keys to opening up those prosperity doors, what energy do we need to be in to really attract abundance and prosperity? And so the first half of the book, I talk about how to let go of those self-sabotaging afterthoughts, and how to start inviting the energy in for the abundance that we're asking for.
I love it. That's so powerful. So, so powerful. And I think, you know, you mentioned your secrets, and I always go back to The Secret, the movie, that people, I think it kind of got a bad rap in some respects, because it was just an introduction.
Yes.
To what you're talking about.
Yes.
And the feelings, you know, what we're feeling is what you're going to bring back to you.
Yes. And often people quote the law of attraction, your thoughts create your reality. And everyone quotes the book, Think and Grow Rich. So it puts out a projection that we have a mind thought, and it's the mind thought that comes back. But it's not the mind thought. That's only 10% of your conscious reality. The other 90% is in your heart space, which is the feeling and emotion, which is the fuel that sends the thought across the universe and back. And if that's not in alignment, that 90%, you can think rich all day long, but if you feel lacked, you're going to get lacked every single time. And it's really working with the law of magnetism. And that was part of what The Secret didn't go into, was what's underneath the thought to really magnetically attract what's coming back.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you're known as the mind whisperer. I love that. So talk a little bit about the work that you do, because you work with entrepreneurs and business owners, right? So talk a little bit about that.
So mind whispering, it's really starting with your conscious thought. And we find the thought underneath the thought, underneath the thought, underneath the thought, all the way back to the originating thought. Because in that, we can uncover what the event is, what the emotion is, and where it got stuck in the body. But because of how it got stuck with the event and the association, we can also look at that event and see what it was that we truly needed. So when we're little and we ask for something and our parent goes, no, you can't have it, you know, we feel less than or not worthy, like we did something wrong because we were asking for something. But what we might have needed at the time might have been compassion or understanding or maybe just an explanation. And when we have that, we can understand it and look at that event from a different point of view. And when that happens, your energy, your vibration and frequency will shift and change. And then the context around the event will shift. Now, the events are always the same, but how it's viewed, how it's felt, because you started feeding yourself the emotional energy that you needed at the time the event took place, will shift and change your entire perspective. And it shifts and changes all the energy from that moment forward to where you are today in this lifetime, in this moment. And that's what mind whispering is. So what I do is I take people through that journey, and we uncover those different pieces And then through the different techniques that I know how to do from other natural healers that I've learned, such as medicine women and shamans and Buddhist monks and all of that, you can use science and physics and those laws and principles to make that shift within another person by focusing and directing the energy. And so that's why I get called a mind whisperer, because not only can I teach you how to do it for yourself, but we can share in a space and you can feel the effects of it for you. And all you have to do is answer some questions and understand that we're shifting one energy to the next.
Interesting. Interesting. So is this like a modality that you've kind of created based on a lot of other tools that you've learned? I guess
you could say that and call it a modality. I did study with a lot of natural healers. I also studied some Western healing modalities, which gave me form and structure. But I go back to all of the basic principles for the type of healing. And so I put it together in form. And I have worksheets that you can sit there literally and just answer the questions. And then I can show you some real basic techniques to focus the energy. And you can make those mind-altering shifts yourself just after a two-day course in the Financially Fit program.
Wow. Wow. That's really incredible. So when it comes to heart, you call it heart-centered businesses, entrepreneurs, how is this helping them?
Well,
I want you to talk about
it's in all areas of your life. So right. If you want to grow and magnify your business and everything you do is not working, when you shift the energy underneath it, then as if by magic, what you start doing starts giving you a return. It starts giving you a profit, whereas before it got stuck. So I was doing a live presentation in Connecticut several years ago, and I pulled a gentleman up from the audience and I asked him what he wanted to change. And he said, I want to create more money, because his boys were going to go to college and there were some things they wanted to do together as a family before his children started living their own lives. Well, I asked him how he felt by not having the extra money, and he goes, I am so frustrated. So I knew frustration was an initial block. And when we uncovered what the event was, his parents got divorced when he was 9. And what happened was he was an only child, so they played tug of war with him. So it created a very frustrating time of his life. Well, the household that had plenty of money got divided. So they were comfortable but didn't have the extra because there was two households instead of one.
Right.
Well, when we shifted that frustration energy to the sense of pride he wanted to feel and the respect and honor he wanted from his children, that event still happened. His parents still got divorced. But what changed was, he goes, this is different. I'm happy and I'm riding my bicycle down the street. And he looked a little confused. He goes, my parents still got divorced, but I'm doing child stuff. I'm not frustrated. It didn't affect me. And over the last 2 years, he was able to create what he needed to for him and his family by doing exactly what he had already been doing. We just changed the frequency so it attracted a different outcome. So for business owners, for entrepreneurs, wherever you want to go to expand into the next level, or you don't understand quite, I'm doing all the things the world has told me to done and it just quite hasn't worked. Well, there's something in there that got stuck in the subconscious that we need to look at to recode. And it also affects your health. It affects your relationships and all the other aspects and areas of your life, because the universe is all encompassing. So when you make a change in one area, it's going to bring you better things in all the other areas of your life, because it doesn't separate or compartmentalize. We do that as people.
Right, right. And there's probably a lot of stories that we've made up that simply aren't true.
Yes, yes. Or we remember one aspect of the story, but we forgot the other 342 different ways it could have turned out.
Right. And I think that's where so many people, myself included, you know, we're human. We mm-hmm. all go through this, that you make up these stories and you know they're not true. But what I'm wondering with my question is, you make that shift, but is it really shifting it? Or is there a frequency that needs to be shifted?
Right. Both happens, because when you make the shift, that new frequency comes in. And when that new frequency is there, it's a whole new operating system or a new paradigm. Think about your brain as the fastest computer, and it's programmed. So you had an event that created, you know, me growing up, money was an embarrassment. That's what my parents taught me. So I always felt money was embarrassing. Whether I had money or I didn't have money, I was just embarrassed because that's what I was taught. So my program in my brain said money's an embarrassment. When that got upgraded to money is rich, abundant, useful, of service, and all of these other qualities that I wanted to have, money's no longer an embarrassment. So that energy overrode that belief system around me. I was taught you're not allowed to talk about money. Guess who's talking about money every single day saying you can do this too? So the program changes, the frequency behind it changes, you get upgraded, and it's like getting a new software system for your brain, because instead of stopping what you asked for, the energy flows through and brings it back to you of everything that you asked for. So we don't want to feel stress about money. We want to feel peace and balanced with money. So that peace and balance will bring in the money where the stress would stop it. So it's both things. It's like a whole system upgrade.
Nice. I love that. I like the system upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when I first got on my journey, it was, oh, it's like a cassette tape and you're rewriting the cassette tape, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly how the subconscious works. So yeah. From the moment you're born to the day you exit this earth, it's just recording everything as a literal event. And then it's assigning feelings and emotions to that event, giving the events meaning and purpose.
Right.
Well, if your event got encoded with stress and pressure and frustration, it runs as an automated mind loop tape, an automatic pattern that whenever these events happen or something similar, these are the energies we are to be in. So when we go in and change that to a different energy, say the peace and the balance, well, then the stress and frustration is not there. You have peace and balance. So then when those events happen, you have peace and balance instead of the stress and frustration.
I love it. I love it. This is such an amazing conversation. And you have so much wisdom. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that I got to know you a little bit more by having this interview. Is there anything else that you want to share with the audience that we haven't talked about yet?
One of the things that I always love to share is that it doesn't matter what difficulty you are going through in your lifetime. I shared, you know, some of the things that happened to me between digesting food and my marriage failing and being financially devastated. And so I wrote this mantra, and this mantra pulled me through all of those tough times, and it really are the keys to the universe in it. And it is trust and you will see, believe and you will know, have faith, all is well. Follow your heart and spirit will lead you. And it's that faith, that trust, that belief that will start opening up those doors to prosperity for you every single day.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now, where can people find you?
Here in the United States, you can just easily text the word abundance to 26786. And that will connect you to my website, all my social media, and invite you for a complimentary connection call. And the other place you can go to is just DonnaCampbell.com.
DonnaCampbell.com. Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I love everything that you're doing. And good luck this weekend. I'm sure you're going to be great.
I'm excited.
That's awesome. All right. Take care. What a great conversation, and I just love Donna's energy. You can learn more about her at her website, which is DonnaCampbell.com. So thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, I hope that you and your family are safe and healthy, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.